Show me that smile again.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end.
Welcome to episode 7 of PWA Radio, the big exciting episode here this week. We have got our co-host, as usual, the former Intercontinental Champion, Mark McNasty.
Woot,
say hi,
woot.
Mark. What?
Woot.
Yeah, woot. Okay. And also, boy, the joy just keeps on coming this week. We have with us President Chameleon is joining us. So, say hi.
Yeah, I'm here. Yay.
And speaking of the joy that keeps on giving, we have our good old host, Rob, the former contender to the PWA title. Want to say hey, Robbie?
Well, I like to think of myself as the future contender, but okay.
Been future since the beginning.
That's right. Wait, when the hell are you going to get on the ball, Chameleon? People pay money to see me. They want to see me in the main event. Oh, you know, not sharing the stage. I don't need to share the stage. Just me, the champ. That's all the people want. But that's not what we're here to talk about this week. It may be later on because I haven't got a whole lot of emails to talk about. So I'll talk about that later, maybe.
I heard this comment earlier about a one-note pony. It seems to be fitting right there.
There is a one-note pony. I went to the county fair this weekend. They had a one-note pony. It was fucking amazing, quite honestly.
What did you think to see known and just hold it?
I'm not going to spoil the show. If they come to your town, pay the money and see the one-note pony. That's all I really got to say.
I will do that.
So let's not waste any time here. Let's just jump right into the action. We're going to start off with the recap of the super mega ultra fantastic amazing super show here, Rampage.
Thank you.
Slash Genesis.
Genesis
slash
RPM.
Night three of RPM. Night three.
And you can thank me for that.
No, what I want to thank you for is giving us Genesis minus Chameleon versus Havoc, because everyone knows the TV would have gone off then. No one would have cared. Ratings would have spiked down. So thank you for saving us the effort of turning our TV off.
You know, actually, I didn't even notice that match wasn't there. I was totally unaware there was not a Chameleon match. So I guess we're just going to start at the beginning. That sounds like the best place to start. We start off the show. We've got Chameleon talking about how he gets shit done, how he's going to be giving us four matches of Genesis 5, you know, like a month late. But hey, he's getting shit done. And
5 years late.
but it was still 5 years plus a month, so whatever. First match of the night, since it jumps right to the action after Chameleon, we've got a Grizzly Beard title match with something called Pure Wrestling Rules, which I'm going to ask you about here in just a second, against Rona Langley, the champion, taking on Lex Demise, former PWA world champion, Lex Demise. So what are Pure Wrestling Rules for the listeners at home?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking you.
Oh, well, it's about time you put me in the middle here.
You think McNasty has any fucking idea about Pure Wrestling?
I should have just assumed that.
Yeah.
From what I was told was basically that there was going to be a limited amount of rope breaks. And beyond that, you know, I was too busy doing business backstage to really pay attention. But from what I heard... Uh-huh. It was a hell of a contest.
So this isn't like that bullshit where they got to like shake hands before and after the match and that kind
no,
of stuff.
No, I don't think that was going to happen anyway.
Okay. No. Yeah, and Lex probably would have gotten some sort of herpes if he did anyway, since it's Riona.
Well, that's true. Riona is a persona non grata here on PWA Radio, as we have established that she is not a regular listener to the program.
And it's a shame.
It is a shame, especially because I've got, I'm ready for an interview, or at least I had one question that I asked a couple weeks ago. I want to know where the Celestial Trigger is, and Riona refuses to let me know.
So for now, we're just saying it's her brand of vibrators until we find out different.
Yes, and as... what was that? I'm sorry, you broke up.
I'll go with that.
Okay. Yes.
But, Riona pulled it off, though. She continues to defend the Grizzly Beer Championship, so...
Yeah.
It was a good match.
It was a match, for sure. And so she retains. Fantastic. I don't have a whole lot else to say about that because we don't talk about Riona Langley here on PWA Radio.
Moving on, we go into Nightmare, wasting more air, saying that I was being a cocky, egotistical bastard. That guy has no clue. I believe you would know, Cam, that when I want to be egotistical, you notice something like...
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, though. You've been hanging out with me the last few weeks, and maybe it's rubbing off. Maybe that's what he's picking up on.
Rob, I never want to associate you and rubbing off, so let's just skip that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm nasty.
Yeah, so is your mom. Next match is the PWA Intercontinental Championship match against the champion Nightmare taking on Duff.
Duffy.
Yeah, whatever. That dude. Is he still around? Duff still around?
Yes.
Nice. Well, give me some comments here on this match. We got Nightmare, who's a new champ, the new, probably the most deserving IC champ in PWA history.
I totally agree with that one.
And I think shaping up to be the best champion in recent PWA history.
Yeah. Well, he's got about 3 months until he can take that claim before he beats my record. So you can say what you want.
I was happy with it, Mark, because, I didn't have time for no Iron Man celebration for you. And, when he took the belt, I realized I could actually put deserving people on the show on Rampage in that time slot.
I also noticed that you don't have time to book the one guy who's pinned Razor against Razor for that wonderful title he's holding, which he's, giving so much time to breathe, since he barely ever defends it. I noticed that, too.
He's defended the title quite a lot, thank you.
Well, actually, and in Razor's defense, and you're not going to hear me say that very often, but in Razor's defense, he's getting old. I hear he forgets the title belt at home when he travels, and that's why he can't defend it.
I'm sure that Cam would want to pay his benefits if he got Alzheimer's because I knocked him shitless. So I'll accept that, Rob. Thank you for calming me down.
I forget, though, McNasty, where were you this week on the show? Oh, sorry.
Jamaica, remember? Already
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on.
Yes, we'll move on as Nightmare proves what a dominating champion he is by retaining his title, bringing a bit of dignity and integrity and respect back to the IC Championship that's been lacking for so very, very long. That leads us to our very first Genesis match of the night. From 5 years back, we've got the Brothers Grimm defending their PWA Tag Team titles against The Man and MVP.
The Ego Trip.
Man, it has been a long time since I have thought about MVP, and quite frankly, I'm kind of sorry that I did.
It was a quick match, so you didn't have to think long.
No, and of course, as is expected of the Grimms in this era, they make short work of the Ego Trip, retain their titles. No,
Man and MVP step in, and they step out, and God willing, we'll never see them again.
Well, I actually would like to see the Man back in the PWA if I can get a hold of him, but I really want to speak on something else about this match. The reason this match was showed was it was mentioned afterwards that Cyrus and the Morin Clan have left the PWA, hopefully temporary, but as the current standings are, they are no longer part. It's sad to see them go. I would really like to get in touch with them to find out more specifically why, but I made sure this match got aired as kind of a farewell to them.
That's actually very, very sad. I was quite disheartened whenever I heard the news. But, yes, hopefully we have not seen the last of Cyrus Morin.
Blah, blah, blah. One less team for a grade A nastiness to plow through.
I'm sorry, could you repeat yourself? It's hard to understand you with all that cock in your mouth. So our next match is Erica Ingles taking on Deacon Frost.
I've been wanting to interrupt you for this for weeks on the radio. Uh-huh. It's spelled Enica. Why do you keep saying Erica?
Because that's her name. You now here's the thing. We're part of this multi-million dollar corporation, the PWA. Why do you guys not have spell checkers for all the promotional materials and the cryons on TV and
why
such?
Don't you go ask her yourself why she's dying?
We got a studio. She could call up, but
that's
dude,
true.
I
would actually rather limit my conversations with the Ingles. I always feel dirty after talking to them.
Yeah, that boxer thing, we did have to scrub pretty hard.
I know. Yeah, no. Seriously, after Joe Boxer left the studio, I'm not kidding. The next day, it burned when I peed.
Seriously, Mr. Somers, we have a fucking well-known phone number here in the studio. Miss Erica has not called in yet to correct us, so I'm guessing that maybe you're the one who has the reading problem, because if we were pronouncing your name wrong for so long, don't you think she'd take time to call in and tell us?
Yeah, exactly. Now, speaking of, I'm glad you mentioned the well-known phone number, because in a couple of weeks, we are going to have a special call-in episode of PWA Radio, so be tuned in for that. I'm sure Riona won't be listening, but that's all right, because hell if I need to get, like, syphilis in my ear. Now, amazingly enough, yes, why?
That's where your talents lie. So let's move on.
That doesn't make any sense.
It
now,
does if you were paying attention.
Now,
does that mean we're going to have a syphilis in the ear match coming up sometime, Rob?
Most likely.
Unfortunately. Phoenix versus McNasty, okay.
Syphilis in the ear on a pole. The winner of the match is... No, nobody's paying attention. Deacon Frost, he wins. Now, Deacon Frost, is he MOA? Yes, no, maybe?
I don't pay attention to the MOA.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I'm asking. According to John McDaniel, it looks like he is, but now, Deacon Frost still in the PWA?
He's got a match this week. We'll see if he shows.
All right.
Deacon Frost actually picking up some steam, considering he was the no-show guy for a while.
Yes, and as always, I am blown away by his ability to show up. Now we've got another Genesis match. It's for the Intercontinental title with the Intercontinental Champion Project X taking on Thunderwolf. Not a fan of Thunderwolf, but I'll tell you what, Thunderwolf would have made a damn better Intercontinental Champion than what we've had recently. So what do you remember about this match, Chameleon?
Well, first of all, I think anybody would be a better IC title holder than what we've had recently, so that's not saying much. But for the match itself, Thunderwolf and Project X, Project X had not really come into his own yet like he has recently, but he put on a hell of a show back then. And, well, I'm not a big fan of Thunderwolf, but, you know, he did what he does every time he steps into the ring, and it was a money-making match. So I give him credit for that. They put more money in my pocket. That's what mattered to me.
Why does that not surprise me?
And Thunderwolf, of course, got was added to the long list of illustrious PWA IC title holders with at Genesis 5. And then, of course, after that match, Tashi is talking to
Circa.
I was leaving that open for McNasty.
Oh well, come on, McNasty, pick it up. Come on.
Rough. Circa.
Yes, Circa. Circa.
The boobs.
Yes, boobs. So
I want to point out about this little promo backstage. I watched this one and I just cracked up. Circa took everything that was given to her in that six-person match.
No, she takes bad. Everything that's given to her. That's for
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, she does.
And she comes back and she makes a comment that it's a minor back pain she cured with simple Tylenol, and I was cracking my ass off. Because right there, you know, Circa, who's been building up so slowly in the last 3 months, even with all the losses she's had to take and her personal problems, she comes back and she snaps home with that, and that was just incredible piece by her. Go for it, Nancy. Come on.
Excuse me?
I said that was an incredible piece by her, and you
yes.
missed it.
Not a piece by her, piece in her. Anyway, la la la, moving on to the next match.
The next match is a number one contendership for the PWA television title between the Grim Reaper and Hank Serbia. Has Hank Serbia had a match? Is this his debut?
This is a double debut match, isn't it?
Yeah. So why are people debuting getting number one contendership matches?
Okay, first of all, Hank was in the Rumble, barely. And the television title contendership spots are for the newer people specifically to give them sort of a push into the title spots.
I see.
I've been trying to. There have been times, however, where it just hasn't worked out that way.
Okay, well, yeah. Get a little bit closer to the microphone there, boss man. You know, you can maybe buy some better microphones, but until then, you got to lean into them so we can hear you.
And
I don't
up
think
after
I can get any closer.
Okay.
Coming up after the Job Squad, it's the snoozer of the night. Time to go get some popcorn. It's the Phoenix versus Showtime.
Actually, this was considered, and I don't know if you guys remember back then, but this was widely considered to be the match of the night. So this was a fantastic match where I just completely obliterated Showtime. A couple of different Showtimes, as a matter of fact.
Genius. I will give you that.
Yeah, pretty fucking fantastic. And that's pretty much all that needs to be said. I kicked a whole lot of ass.
Thank God. I was afraid the rest of the show was going to be about that.
I mean, would you like me to do some play-by-play? Some,
Next.
Let's just go ahead and move on.
Okay. The next match is our guest later on tonight. Scott Nash Strader takes on Kindred. what's the laugh for?
Oh, Strader. Oh, I just have a few issues with him.
Really? He's all right, so you're not a fan of Scott Nash Strader?
And I'm sure you find
He's blaming me for Fallen Angel doing what he did.
Well, you know, I think he's got a point, and I'm also going to go on record as now having recorded that interview and now knowing that you don't like him. He is officially my favorite person in the PWA. Scott
Poor
Nash.
Poor Kyle.
Except for
come on, Stevenson.
I know.
But he kicked Stevenson to the curb so quick. Damn, Rob.
Well, I mean, Circa was always ahead of Stevenson, but no, Scott Nash Strader, he's the man because, I don't know. Do you have any personal animosity toward Kyle Stevenson?
Me? No.
Okay, then yeah, Scott Nash Strader for the win.
And I'm sure just seeing you don't like the Strader, I'm sure, Mr. Summers, that you just find a kick out of the guy who has the namesake of your group beating him.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do have to say, while my personal feeling is Scott Nash Trader for the win, it was actually Kindred that picked up the W in the match. I don't want any confusion there. Hey, hello, this on?
That.
You guys there?
Hey, I'm here. I mean, I agree with you. Kindred won.
Okay, there was dead air.
Did I say that like 5 seconds for you, Rob?
We don't like dead air. What? What did you say there?
Didn't I just say that Kindred won 5 seconds before you, Rob?
I don't know. Your mouth is full of cock again. We follow that up with a grudge match between Vicious and Matthew the Virus Engel. Another big snooze fest, I quite honestly. The winner? Come on there, McNasty.
Virus won it. No, you want McNasty to tell you. Fine.
Well, no, it's just he's all pussy hurt because, you know, I'm going over the fucking results.
No, essentially, it's just I don't care. These two, it's another one that puts me to sleep, so I really could give a flying fuck.
Okay.
I'm gonna start sending you guys bonus checks if you start talking about the matches more instead of just saying they're snooze fests and moving on.
I would love a bonus check.
I could deal with that. So in the next match, Razor versus Rage, wow, that's some crazy match right there. I mean, I swear, there's punches and there's kicks, and wow.
Flip
that guy a dime.
Yeah, and looks like Rage won. That was a pretty fantastic match. Follow that up with a PWA Television Championship match.
My girl versus your guy.
The champion, Kyle Stevenson. I can't believe that nobody, or especially somebody, didn't correct me on that last match, but okay.
Well, you talk so fast and so often, we don't really get a chance to get a word in there.
Especially just start blurring together.
And the listeners really do have to understand what's going on. So, you know, if you want to look stupid in front of them, believe me, that cheers me up.
Okay. So Kyle Stevenson, the television champions, defending against Circa. Kyle Stevenson, I think he's awesome. I think he's phenomenal. He's besides Scott Nash Strader, my favorite guy here in the PWA. But
you got low standards, Rob.
You know, how can you talk about Kyle Stevenson like that? But I do have to say that, you know,
it was quite impressive to watch him lose to
Circa. What I was going to say was that as much as I like Scott Nash Strader, and Kyle Stevenson, I like the Twins a whole lot better. So go Circa, the new television champion.
Good for them. I want to say that.
Good for them.
Yeah,
maybe
it was
a long grain for a long thing in my pants.
Anyway,
that was awful.
But before we move on, I want to talk about that match. I thought it was an incredible show between both of them. They've both moved up real fast here in the PWA, and I expect to see them compete against each other again very soon.
Well, and isn't that a little contradictory? You say they both moved up quick, but they're fighting for the bottom title?
It's only the bottom title if you think of it that way. I mean, this title is defended every single week.
Yeah, but come on, who's held it for more than three matches? I mean, that doesn't show any excitement.
Well, you imagine this. If it was defended monthly, you would have a couple people who would have defended for 2 months, a couple that would have defended it for three, just like you. But they have to put it up every week. You were bitching earlier about Razor not putting the title up as often, and these people are doing it weekly. So even one successful defense is a feather in their cap.
I will have to say that these guys are defending the title pretty weekly, if you ask me. Let us move on. To the main event, the PWA World Title match, of course, originally supposed to take place night 3 RPM, got moved out to Rampage this week. We've gone over this I think I counted 52 different times we've gone over this match so far on PWA Radio.
That's right, 52.
Yeah. So real quick, Razor, the champion, versus Phoenix, Corey Lazarus, Grade A, Alex Wilkie, Cyrus Moran, Project X. So let's get a quick recap.
All right, well, why don't we start with the obvious? No surprise, Phoenix didn't win.
That's true.
That is true. We will also say the Phoenix was the first one out of the cage. I want to say a chamber, you know, one of the four chambers that people were in. So he was actually the third participant in the match, so fought longer than, you know, anybody else. But okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
And also, that is true. I did not win the match, but then again, McNasty wasn't even competing for the world title. So is it better to compete and lose for the world title or not even get a fucking shot?
There's only so many spots and only so many asses Chameleon can kiss by putting them in that match.
Who was I kissing to get into that match? Give me a break.
I don't know. You and Mr. Moran look pretty comfy sometimes.
Phoenix was in it because he barely came out of Who's the Man, the Loser. It was a very close match, so he got it. Lazarus earned it, obviously. Cyrus, just because, and has nothing to do with your comment. Project X is the previous champion, and well, great. If anybody was kissing ass, it was probably Grade A Alex Wilkie. But you would know about that, wouldn't you, Mark?
He's quite well aware of Alex Wilkie's ass. So, any highlights?
Speaking of that, Rob, fuck you.
He keeps offering.
I know he keeps offering. No, thank you. Now, any highlights you would like to go over since you're so adamant about the commentary on the matches?
Oh, I'd love to go over the part where you got eliminated again.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking fantastic, wasn't it?
He even goes out on his back well.
Yeah, I actually picked that up from Fire, but... Yeah. So, there was a lot of exciting stuff. Razor somehow magically was not one of the first two in the match. That honor goes to Corey Lazarus and Grade A Alex Wilkie. Then, of course, I enter the match and kick a whole bunch of ass. And then after that, Cyrus enters the match, and then PX. And then Razor, amazingly enough, comes into the match dead last.
I think Project X was last.
No. I don't think so. Cyrus gets eliminated. That was pretty sad.
Wilkie eliminates you with the Grade A stunner.
That's true, after I was completely ganged up on. I was indeed eliminated. I will admit it, I cannot take on 5 minute once, unlike you, McNasty, who I've heard taken on 5 minute once many times.
That rugby team was quite a team.
Well, okay then.
Alex Wilkie, of course, goes down. I think I used this joke
not
already, but what the fuck? He went down faster than Fire at the when the Navy comes in.
You can't even insult fast enough.
No, I was thinking of all the people that fire's blown, and it was just, the list was overwhelming. I couldn't pick a group off of there fast enough. So, yes, Alex Wilkie goes down, PX goes down, and then Corey Lazarus somehow is still fucking in there. I don't know, maybe he was hiding in a corner or something, crying like a little bitch. But
that sounds like Corey.
Yeah, it really does. Big Shock, he goes down. Razor is still the PWA champion, and Lex
Biggest
Demise.
Biggest shock of the night.
Yeah. And
you really think I'm happy about this? This is what you think. You really think I'm happy about this? I don't want the champion anymore. For the last few weeks, and I'll tell you this right now, it's been irritating me. Everybody thinks that I put him in that position because he's my brother, and it's really starting to piss me off. It would be great to see him out of that.
You know, I agree. Picture. I know, and I'm going to back you up on this. You did not put him in this position because he's your brother. You put him in this position because you're afraid of him.
Afraid of Razor.
Oh, you're terrified of Razor.
I've been out of his shadow for years. Ever since HIC, he has not been able to compare himself to me.
Really? You've been out of Razor's shadow? No, dude. You are so deep in his shadow, you haven't seen Sun in the last, like, 8 years. But that's okay. Well,
you look like an emo kid. You're pale.
Oh, man. You know what? Speaking of that,
you know,
we down here at the house in Florida.
See how fast grade A nastiness gets taken out of the title picture, Mark.
Ooh, can't handle the heat. Gotta start threatening. Yeah.
You know, actually, I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because that reminds me. Down here in Florida, I got to cut the grass like every goddamn week. I hate cutting the grass. So, actually, next week we got the lawn service coming in. They're going to put in this new emo grass for us. You familiar with the emo grass?
It doesn't need sunlight to grow.
No, it cuts itself.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. and with that, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be coming back here with a preview, if you will, of all the big events coming up here in the near future in the PWA. So stick around.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man of means, then along come two. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different strokes it takes, different strokes it takes, different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs, and you'll have yours, and I'll have mine.
All right, we're back. Now we're going to do some previews. We're going to start off. Yeah, so some motherfuckers. We're going to start off with Chaos. Looks like a light card this week. Just two matches, Kyle Stevenson versus Deacon Frost. And Duff versus Hank Serbia versus Matthew the Virus Engel. Any comments? What do you put these matches together?
Well, basically, at this particular point for the Chaos show, it was a matter of who was left after getting the main events all put into place. And it's no offense to these people, but we had to, you know, have a Chaos card. Stevenson, yes, he titled this last week. I would really like to see him get back up for another chance in the near future. Against Deacon Frost, I wanted to compare kind of the small versus the large man and see if Kyle Stevenson can come back from his loss and really show something. And Duff Serbia Virus, it was originally going to be Duff versus Serbia, but Virus came back quicker than what I expected. I was expecting him to be out with injuries for a couple weeks, but he demanded a match. So I tossed him in there to give it a little bit more spice than it definitely would have had with just the two.
A little harsh for Frost. He just finally gets a big win over Erica, and you throw him against Stevenson after Stevenson just lost to Circa. So that's
a
little
Stevenson
bit of hate on there.
Pretty fuck awesome. Now, Rampage is actually a much bigger card here. We're going to start off with Grade A Nastiness versus the O'Connor Boys. I'm completely unfamiliar with the O'Connor Boys.
I went to bed when I booked this because it was boring.
Well, all right.
Most of, just like most of Razor's promos, but...
Yeah, well, okay, look, in all fairness, I know you've been on my ass for weeks to get this tag title chance.
Did you use that metaphor?
You've been on it... you've been on it since the moment we went on the air. So, metaphor-wise, you're way ahead of me. But, all right, look, you deserve the tag title shot. You're getting a chance against the O'Connor boys. Whether you win or lose, that's totally up to you.
All right. The next match is going to be Project X taking on Lex Demise.
Well, that match was booked because we have the former world champion against the number one contender, and this was just basically a match I put together to see if Project X can keep on the ball to possibly get back up into the title reign shot soon. And Lex Demise, if he's going to be fighting for the world title soon, he's got to take on that we're in that spot before him and prove that he's got the right to be there.
Now, here's a question for you. At Who's the Man, Corey Lazarus earned a world title shot.
Fast count, right?
Well, since you brought it up, yes, but that's not what I'm getting at.
Wow, I just actually heard someone agree with Rob. Wow.
Yes,
I didn't agree. I'm just
everybody agrees.
What he was gonna
now,
say.
No. He did earn a world title shot.
Right.
And at Rumble in the Bronx, Lex Demise earned a world title shot.
Correct.
So why is Lex Demise getting his shot before Corey Lazarus gets his shot?
Lazarus was in the Elimination Chamber match.
Right, but that's not to say that. I mean, I was in the world. I was in the Elimination Chamber match, and so Corey Lazarus' shot counted as much as, you know, the shot that I got that I didn't, you know, get. I mean, I earned by virtue of a fast count, but.
Who's the Man was the spot where the winner earned a world title bid at the next pay-per-view. Lazarus got.
Uh-huh.
Was Joe Boxer who booked the Elimination Chamber match,
uh-huh.
Which means we needed six people total. So Razor and Lazarus, champion and challenger, Phoenix for what I said earlier, and then Project X is the former champion, Cyrus and Wilkie. We've gone over this.
Okay. So this is a policy I can get behind. Fuck Corey Lazarus. We all agree on this. So
no, there's more to the story than that. Lazarus is not out of the title picture yet.
Well, he should be, because fuck Corey Lazarus. Did you not just hear what I said?
I mean,
I heard,
on,
but
guys.
I don't listen.
You should be the one to back this up. True. He lost to Mark McNasty. That means, like, his career should go down the shitter, right?
If you lose to Mark McNasty, your career is already down the shitter.
Let's
see.
Actually, if you lose to Mark McNasty, you tend to hold a title, so.
See, that's why I was trying to tell you a while ago, Rob, remember?
I actually don't remember anything that you said all night, McNasty.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. So
next
moving
match.
On, it's the Vaseline Queen versus the guy from the Dark Side, the twins versus the guy with the scythe. Okay, I'm done.
Finally.
Yay, Circa. Is that what we're going for here?
Essentially.
All right.
Circa, the television champion, battling the Grim Reaper, who won the number one contendership last week on Rampage.
And this will be an oil wrestling match?
Nope.
Well,
sorry.
That's good. I don't think Grim Reaper's legs would show off well in a Speedo.
Then we've got Erica Engel and the Razor Dolls taking on Nightmare and the Pikes. I don't know who the Pikes are, but my
Anna Pike.
Okay. Now my other question is why would Erica and the Razor Dolls team up again? If I remember correctly, they did not have much success the first time they did this.
And they don't even like each other that much.
So
yeah, I get it.
I see. then we've got Riona, the huge ass skank Langley, taking on a friend of the show, Scott Nash Strader.
Friendlier guy than I expected.
Yeah, well, that match is in place because I believe that they had a bit of a tiff earlier, and Scott challenged Riona to a match and agreed that the title would be on the line. So this is going to be a Grizzly Bear title match.
Ah, excellent.
Well, that's probably a good thing that we already went ahead and pre-recorded that
yes.
interview, because if we didn't, you might have caught some sort of STD when you were kissing SNS's ass so much, Rob.
That's probably true.
It should also be noted that Scott Nash Strader won the right to the challenge for the GB title at the next pay-per-view, but he is taking his shot now.
So this is a GB title match.
This is the GB title match, and it just means that I will have to determine who is going to get the GB title shot at the pay-per-view.
All right. And then we followed up with what I can only presume is going to be the main event of the night. Kindred
nope.
is going to be defeated by the Phoenix.
Actually, I'm really looking forward to seeing what Kindred can do.
You know, I've actually been saying that for a couple of weeks now. So this is this personally for me is going to be an interesting match to watch develop.
Honestly, the way it looks to me, it looks like you just gave the guy a night off. I mean, putting him against Rob, that's pretty much just like saying, hey, just maybe show up and that just gives you a win.
Yeah, that's so not even true.
And I you know, Rob, I have to agree with you against Kyle when Phoenix is in the match. It's a moneymaker.
Somebody what?
When Phoenix is in the match, it's a moneymaker.
It is for indeed me, a moneymaker.
For me.
Hey, you know what? I get a paycheck too, so fuck you.
Yeah, but you get it after taxes and Chameleon share.
Whatever. I'm living large here in Central Florida.
Only because the Yoo-Hoo's free. That's because the Yoo-Hoo's free. Yeah. If you had to pay for that, you wouldn't be making much.
Last check Blazing Wing gave me.
That, and there is no personal income tax, no state income tax in Florida.
By the way, we're probably going to be bringing Power Sauce bars back soon too. So.
Oh, that's not good. I thought that those were deemed illegal by the FDA.
They were only banned in third world countries.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Great.
We can eat stuff they can't eat in Colombia.
Go to the border. Hey, look what we got.
All right. Let's talk briefly about high stakes. I don't want to get too in-depth right now because the card isn't really fleshed out all the way. I just want to talk about what we've got established so far. We've got a few matches. Now, of course, this is going to be the fans get a call in, they get a vote, they get to pick the stipulations for the various matches.
Yes.
Now, except for this, the first match is going to be the Grizzly Beer title match, where they get to pick who picks the stipulations, which McNasty and I were talking, and this, all due respect, but this is the dumbest stipulation I've ever seen.
I don't know. I think that bedfellow stipulation might be a little stranger.
We'll get one match at a time, Mark. Look, this is the Grizzly Beer Championship match is designed where the champion chooses the stipulation. Uh-huh. Now we're going to let the fans decide if it's going to be the champ, the challenger, or myself who gets to pick it.
Okay. Well, there
makes
we go.
To me.
We got a tag team title match with the Razor Dolls, the defending champions, against the challengers, to be named later.
Now can I bitch about it?
Well, let's go over the three choices real quick. The first choice that the fans will have is the Strange Bedfellows match, where each team will be split with one champ and one challenger will face the other champ and the other challenger. The one who makes the pin wins the belts for their respective team.
If I may interject, what do you think will keep this from just coming down to... Let's do a hypothetical. For ease sake, let's say it comes down to the Razor Dolls versus Grade A Nastiness. Let's say it's been a long match. Nothing really exciting's happened. Every time someone tags the tag partner of whoever's in the match, it slows down, it gets dull. The two stand in the middle of the ring so they can catch their breath. Then someone
more importantly, what if, say, Grade A Nastiness is in the ring? Say that Grady Alex Wilkie puts Mark McNasty in a sharpshooter. Why wouldn't McNasty just immediately tap out?
Well, thank you for bringing that up. I'll just have to cover that rule bit down the line. But, you know, Mark was right. It was going to be a very boring match with those two anyway.
Well, would be true. Yes. I can't believe I missed out on that very valid point.
Yes. Thank you, Mark. I'm going to cover that in probably on Rampage. And we'll work that out to make it more interesting. I mean, face it, with the all possibilities of what could happen, it makes it for an excellent choice for the voters to make.
Totally. Lisa's just going to lay down and let Dahlia cover like 2 seconds into the match. I mean,
no, I won't allow that to happen.
First time. That's assuming that option even gets voted in. The other options are a Texas Tornado match and an elimination match where both members of a team must be eliminated. So there's not even a guarantee.
Yeah, I'm personally interested in number one, but I wouldn't be surprised if number three gets the most votes.
We are going to have an Intercontinental Championship match. The champion Nightmare will be defending against Erica Engel in either a strap match, a ladder match, or a best of three falls match.
Yes.
Solid match.
Yep, and then Razor will be defending against Lex Demise, assuming Razor, can make it there if his walker can get him down to the ring. And he remembers the belt, but he will be defending in either a casket match, a finisher's match, which how does that work exactly?
finishers match is you win when you get to use, when you successfully use your finisher against your opponent. Okay. This match was similar to what happened at Genesis 6 between Razor and Panzerdice.
Okay. Or an Iron Man match. What's the time limit on that Iron Man match going to be?
30 minutes.
Okay.
I wanted 60 minutes, but it was determined based on the 3-hour pay-per-view and the other matches we were expecting to have. It just, we don't have the right to go over 3 hours and 10 minutes at most. And for, what's the word I'm looking for?
Time constraints.
We only have the payment for 3 hours. So.
Okay. And Rob, they're probably also afraid that Razor's hip will give out after 30 minutes.
Well, and who can blame them? Okay, well, that's, like I said, a very brief rundown of the high-stakes card. There's obviously going to be more matches to be named, you know, as we approach.
And the stipulations for the television title match will be up tonight as well. I came on radio before I could get that settled.
All right, then. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be coming back here in just a minute with our just, quite frankly, the best interview ever on PW Radio with our friend from both the Lone Star State and north of the border, Scott Nash Strader.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
And if I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
And if I had $1 million,
maybe we could put like a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
We could go up there whenever we wanted to.
We could have like snacks and beverages.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million,
I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to walk to the store.
And if I had $1 million,
we'd take a limousine, cause it costs.
If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to eat Kraft dinner.
But we would.
Look, I like Kraft dinner. I think we'd eat more.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a green dress,
but not a real green dress, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you some art,
a Picasso or a Garfunkel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million,
I'd buy your love. Oh, whoa.
If I had $1 million,
if I I'd be rich.
All right, we are back. We've got our special guest today. He's I don't think he's got a fancy nickname. SNS, Scott Nash Strader. We are going to talk about
a damn dirty straighter.
Yeah, that's funny, McNasty.
And we're going to talk about the upcoming Rampage, since we didn't get to do that last week. As everybody is us, night three of Revolutions Per Minute didn't get to take place yet, so that's going to be combined into a big super card with Rampage this week. So there's no Chaos. There's just night three of RPM plus a few extra matches. So we'll talk about those.
So your ego is still safe for another week, Rob.
I know. So. I didn't know my ego was ever in danger. I don't think there's anything that's ever going to be a threat to my ego, but okay. Let's start off with we've got Kindred versus what's going on with that, Kyle? McNasty, whoever.
What's going on with it? Why don't you ask Mr. Strader, since his ass is in the match?
Well, I figure he's a little biased.
Which is kind of true, to tell you the truth.
Honestly,
so I mean, yeah, I could say, all right, here I bet I know what he's gonna say.
Honestly, this is the way I see.
Who's gonna win this match, Scott?
Well, I'm gonna win this match, and it's just based off the fact that I eliminated him out of the Rumble, and his mind stuck up his ass thinking about the Shadow Man.
Yeah, see, that was pretty predictable. See how you let me down, McNasty. Maybe you should, you know, get with the program.
Well, you all know how I look at this match, Rob. I see the man who never shuts up. Versus the crazy psychopath. So honestly, I just prefer to avoid that shit. So,
wait, is Razor in this match?
Or Chameleon?
No, sorry. I was talking about. You could fit about a 747 into my mouth. SNS versus, you know, should be in a Arkham Asylum, Kindred. You know.
Okay, fair enough. We'll move on to Deacon Frost will be taking on Erica Engel. Any thoughts? Is this an RPM match, or is this a Rampage match? Does anybody know?
I believe this is one of the Super Show exclusive matches.
I'm pretty sure. It's
yeah, Deacon Frost was in that first blood match with Helix on night one.
Oh, okay.
And also to note that I did wipe the floor with Helix the week before night one.
Just that's like not much of an accomplishment, man. That's talking about beat Jacob Collinger's Kyle Stevenson. I mean, come on.
I saw Bud Adams wipe the floor with Helix once. So,
and this is coming from the guy that just lost his Intercontinental title.
Yes, that my prediction last week came true. He is no longer the future former Intercontinental champion. Now he's just the former Intercontinental champion.
Well, Rob, unlike me, I had the stats to lose. You're just going to be in the same position when you still walk out without a title, so...
You mean fucking awesome? Yes, absolutely. So, Erica Engel? She going to kick Frost's ass, probably? Maybe not?
Yeah.
I've known Deacon for a lot of years, and to tell you the truth, I think Anika's got this one handled straight up.
Who?
I'm sorry, Erica.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We've got the new Grizzly Beard champion, television. He's a champion anyway, Kyle Stevenson. What belt
television.
Is he called? Television. Who's? Yeah.
At this rate, it looks like he may have just slipped up and taken advantage of Fire's lack of focus, and it looks like Circa's just gonna regain her composure and walk away with the title.
No, come on. Now, it's not Fire's lack of focus. It's Fire's lack of talent.
That I tend to agree with, especially when she teams up with an asshole like Chameleon.
Absolutely.
Honestly, either way, I don't care. I've been invited to the special after party when Circa wins, so I'm happy nonetheless.
You got your pre-order of Vaseline, and then I take it.
Never leave home without some.
Yeah, don't forget the strap-on to give to her, buddy.
Oh, man. Alex Wilkie is going to be so jealous. You know, I'm torn on this match because as big a fan as I am of, you know, Circa, everybody listening to the show knows I love Kyle Stevenson, but not like, you know, a McNasty, Alex Wilkie way, more in
or
a
Project X way.
I don't know. We already talked about how Stevenson was filming, Project X with, Joe's mom. I'm wondering if he was also filming something involving you, Robbie.
That's uncalled for and purely speculative. We've also got Duff taking on Nightmare. Duff, he's not had a whole lot of success. I think he beat Odyssey, if I'm remembering right. But other than that...
Again, what real ground does that prove? I mean, come on.
That's what I'm saying. He has not had a lot of success.
You know what? You guys shouldn't talk until you faced Odyssey. That guy, he took me, and we couldn't finish the match, but I'll tell you, he's one tough little son of a bitch.
He's an Engel.
Well, some of them are tough son of a bitches.
Yeah, so that doesn't really compute. It's like jumbo shrimp. Tough Engel, I'm not seeing it. We've got, a couple of newcomers here. We got the Grim Reaper and Hank Serbia. I think that's how you'd say
God, Hank Serbia.
Do you know Hank Serbia?
Yeah, from the Continental Wrestling Association. Interesting character.
What the hell is that? Is that like they give you like a donut, a cup of juice, and you have a match?
Pretty much.
Huh. So, Serbia, is he good? Is he bad? I know nothing about him.
He's a glorified jobber.
Oh, very nice. Well, but the Grim Reaper could also be a glorified jobber. This is just going to be a hell of a match, I think.
Job fest.
It's basically going to be like watching a McNasty match, from what I gather. We've got apparently the Grizzly Bear champion, Riona Langley, will be taking on Lex Demise, who
is now the number one contender to the PWA title. So what happens to that if Lex wins this week?
That's a good question. And here's something, and I'm going to say this. I am not a big Riona Langley fan, and I hope that he takes the title, and I hope that he probably breaks her legs and stuff. Pulls out her hair, maybe, punches her in the nose a couple of times. That'd be good. And I say this because I don't think Riona listens to the PWA radio. Because if you remember last week, I did ask specifically for her to write in and explain the whole Celestial Trigger nickname of hers. And she didn't do it. Didn't do it.
Come on, Riona. Tell us about your vibrator factory. Come on.
She just completely snubbed us. So I'm just going to go on record.
She's good at that.
Fuck Riona Langley. But don't really do it because you'll probably get like gonorrhea. So don't really fuck Riona Langley.
But, yeah, and that's true, especially since she just spread her legs for Thunderwolf, too. You can't forget about that.
I've heard she's been passed around like a Thanksgiving turkey, so.
That's awesome. I had not heard that before about the turkey.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that line, too.
That's nice. Oh, especially the big gaping cavity that, you know, before you cook the turkey.
Yeah, people put their hands in, you know, pull things in. More stuff in there, you know.
Pull out the giblets. That's
you know, like Joey Tribbiani put his head in that turkey on that episode of Friends.
I'm sure that
I don't really watch Friends because I've got a penis, but I'll have to take your word
on
that.
But you do know he stole that bit from Mr. Bean, right? I mean, why are you hating on
Yes,
and
Mr. Bean's
British
perfectly acceptable. we've got Vicious taking on Matthew Engel. I don't really care.
Could someone give me a pillow and a blanket? I think I'm going to rest during that one.
Yeah, I could give a damn about the Masters of Armageddon or the rest of the Engel family. Except for Erica. I like her.
Vicious is a master of something or other? Really?
Yeah, he's in the Masters of Armageddon.
See, they've not really been running roughshod like the Masters of Armageddon that I'm used to. So, I don't know.
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you who's in it. I mean, like, they really have not established dominance like they're claiming they have.
Yeah, well, not just like they claim that they have, but like they, you know, like they would have 5 years ago. 5 years ago, fuck, man.
Well, whatever happened to the original leader of the group?
You know, that's a good question. I think, and I could be completely
wrong. A love affair with Cole?
I think he's actually working in Night Striker's flower shop in San Francisco. I think he does the deliveries.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's where he went.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive about that.
And speaking of which, Night Striker owes me a refund. Those were crappy flowers I got.
Well, that's what you get for dealing with Night Striker, really.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And then, of course, we have the main event, my match. All we really need to talk about is the fact that I'm going to be winning the world title. So,
well, through godly intervention, the only reason you would win is you had time to sleep off that beating I gave you in the Rumble in Dublin.
I don't recall any of that.
Well, I must have knocked you like senseless, buddy, because trust me, I enjoyed the punches I swapped with your face.
How do you swap a punch with my face? My face can't punch.
Well, maybe you just have a magical face, right?
Well, I do. I do, thank you. I'm glad that somebody noticed. And that's going to take care of Rampage, our big, huge event. As of right now, I don't know what's going to be going on next week, since we're talking here on a Wednesday night. So we'll get to that later. We've got High Stakes coming up is the next big pay-per-view event, and where I'll be defending my world title against possibly Lex Demise. Maybe not. Don't know. We'll see. But, so we'll want to tune in for that. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with an interview with the... he's not a champion. He's not really in line for anything.
Yes, I am.
What are you in line for?
I was in the top three of the Rumble. I'm up for the Grizzly Beer title.
Like, that matters. Okay, so, the big Grizzly Beer contender, Scott Nastrader, after this.
All right. Burn blue on the street, loose and complete under sky, so smoky blue-green. I can't foresee a Dixie did she, so it danced the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm in? New Orleans is sinking, man, and I don't want to swim.
According to McNasty. And if you were listening a couple seconds ago, then you would know that we've got the number one contender to the Grizzly Beer Championship. That's very impressive, and I stand mightily corrected. Scott Nash Strader with us. Was somebody clapping? Were you clapping, McNasty?
Oh, yes.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
That's... We don't really clap on the show.
Trust me, it's not a sign of respect.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh.
So, apparently you're the number one contender to the Grizzly Beer title. So
yes, I am.
That's nice.
Not really all that exciting.
No, that's... Hey. Yeah, good for you.
You know what?
If Chameleon came up to me and he said, look, I'll either give you an Oreo cookie or the number one contendership to the Grizzly Beer title, I would take the cookie every time.
I would just tell him to let me lick the center and I'd give him the, like, pieces back.
That's something you're good at, eh?
My girlfriend says...
You were listening to the Alex Wilkie interview from last week, apparently. Let's see. Now, let's start at the beginning. You have not held any gold here in the PWA, is that correct? Or am I blanking out on something?
Not in the PWA directly, but way back when, about 4 or 5 years ago, I was the first W4F Hardcore Champion. So I was competing somewhat in the PWA. Before this reincarnation of it.
Yeah, in as much as they were, that was, for the people that are not familiar, we'll catch them up. Whenever I was running the PWA, and it was, you know, at the top of its game, and really the pinnacle of the pro wrestling industry, Chameleon decided he wanted in on that action, and so he started the W4F. And, of course, it was a pale imitation, a cheap knockoff of the PWA. And so you were kind of, you got that. So, nice. That's nice.
You were the champion of one of those, like, Power Ranger ripoff federations. You've seen Big Lots. You were the dollar store version champion.
I was actually thinking Sony. not like the nice Sony TV. You were like a Sony TV. So, yeah. So, congratulations on that.
That was pleasant. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anytime.
Moving on.
Yes, moving on. And now, I know right now...
Hey, don't steal my line.
You've got issues, I guess, with Fallen Angel. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah. It would be a fair assessment since he's the one that rammed that 18-wheeler in the van holding my twin brothers.
Twin brothers?
And eventually, yeah, Peyton Strader and Caleb Strader, they're twins.
Nice. But so they're
that's
not...
Why you hate
but are you...
Show?
They're not a twin to me. So I'm the oldest
okay,
of the,
so,
the
so
bunch.
So they are brothers that are twins. And they,
yes.
All right, I was confused. That was...
So,
sorry,
Johnny,
to confuse.
We
would have been triplets
hate,
then.
Kelso from That 70s Show?
Yeah.
No, actually, I like Kelso from That 70s Show. It's Kelser I don't like.
Who can blame
the bastard killed my brother. Why would I like
him? Wait a minute, which one's dead?
Caleb.
Nice. Okay. I didn't know that.
No, not very nice.
Oh, no, no, of course not. Not nice at all. Well, it is nice in as much as there's now one less Strader to worry about and keep track of. That's fine with me, because...
Well, one last Strader to kick your ass, I guess.
Yeah, okay, whatever, pal. You're the Sorny champ, all right? You're not going to bother me. Now, but now, not just to pick on the Straders. When it comes to that, like the Ingles and the fucking Morins and definitely the Summers, the world could do with about two less Summers in the world.
I agree with that one 100%.
Excellent.
And maybe one or two less Angles.
Maybe.
I don't even know how many there are. I just lost track at like a metric fuck ton of Angles. That's how many there are. So, now the Fallen Angel, did that, somebody doesn't just take a semi-truck and run into your family, by accident. Well, maybe on accident. I guess that could happen. But this is probably premeditated. Would you assume this was premeditated?
Well, of course it's premeditated. We just can't figure out why he did it. The bastard put his tail between his legs and went running it after he did it. I haven't even been able to find him.
Now,
not even local authorities can find the bastard. He's gone into hiding.
Now, if he did this on purpose, which I'm not, you know, for legal reasons, I'm not going to say he did on purpose. It could have been an accident. Maybe he was trying to help move the equipment. I don't know. Why would he do this?
And that's the thing. That's what we're having a hard time trying to figure out. We've never actually really had any direct contact with Fallen Angel besides kicking his ass, whether it be in the HIC or wherever else. So the automatic assumption is that we figure that somebody put him up to it.
I see.
Maybe the same person that tried to put the hit out on Peyton years ago and it ended up killing our half-sister.
Wow, so it's just not real lucky to be around you.
It's just not good to be a straighter.
Yeah. That's and suddenly I'm really glad that you're not here in the studio with us and we're doing this over phone.
Woo, somebody lock the door. Keep this guy out.
Yes. Actually, come
to
think of it.
True.
I think I'm only going to show up at Rampage just for my match, and I would prefer it if you would leave the building before I got there.
I'm not going to make any promises, but we'll see how I feel.
Excellent. I mean, I know that you're going to want to watch my match, and I don't blame you for wanting to watch my match. It's going to be a hell of a match. But I just would feel...
Maybe we could talk to the front office and give you like a screen that's like 3,000
feet away
from the building.
It's going to be on TV. Go back to your hotel and watch it on TV like everybody else. I think that's fair.
Or maybe I'll just come down to the ring and do some commentary.
No, that's totally unnecessary, especially if you haven't...
Ooh, that makes me happy. I'm out of the building this week.
Yeah, well... What are you doing this week, McNasty?
McNasty is enjoying his summer home in Jamaica.
Or do you mean Wilkie's enjoying your summer hole in Jamaica?
Well, you got to take like all those cans of belt polish back to the store, try to get a refund.
Hey, you don't know about my life, buddy.
And I'm thankful for that every single day.
I could send you pictures if you would prefer.
No.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so we talked about you were in the W4F.
Mm-hmm.
And is that where you got your start here in the biz, as the kids say?
No, I got the start in the biz back in the late 90s in an indie circuit. And then about 99 is when I hit the UWF, the Universal Wrestling Federation. And about six matches in, I was a world champion.
Oh, wow. So another high quality.
Talent must have been pretty thin.
Yes. Another Sorny product, apparently.
If you'd like to think so.
Just at the time, apparently, by your time frame there, it sounds like they were a quote-unquote competitor to the PWA. So, you know.
Actually, we weren't anywhere near close to the AOWF, and for the time being, it was enjoyable.
What, what's that? Is that a shot at me? Because I'm not real. I don't know how to take that.
You can take it whichever way you want.
Well, since I really had nothing to do with AOWF, you know, fuck them. That's what I say. Fuck them.
Hey, I agree with that one.
Yeah. So.
I'll give in to peer pressure and say, fuck them too. Yay.
Well, as long as we're all on the same level.
That's right. Since we can't fuck Rune Langley, fuck the AOWF.
Yeah, well, we don't want to fuck Riona, remember? We like our crotches being, like, small animal free.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, if you are going to do it, then you just put it in her backside, and that way you don't have to worry about catching the gonorrhea.
Moving on, okay.
You know, we try to keep it a classy show here, Straighter.
I'm not a very classy guy, if you haven't noticed.
No, I've definitely noticed. Somehow you're making...
We got the notice, like, a while ago. Like, in big, bold letters, they sent it, so we got it.
Yeah, you're actually making McNasty look good, which is a damn difficult thing to do. So...
I'm an overachiever, what can I say?
So,
apparently.
So, anyway, so you went from the, you went to the W4F, I guess to the HIC? Is that sound pretty good?
Yeah, after I left the UWF, I was in ICW, then another place called WIWA, and then that's when I hit the W4F. But after that, Chameleon decided that the W4F wasn't good enough, so he had to open up another place. Apparently, this bastard has too much money, and he created the ECWA, which lasted, I don't know, 2 months, maybe? And then I got a call from Alec Wilcox, and we went into HIC.
Maybe you know what the hell happened to Alex Wilcox.
he disappeared off the face of the earth. He left that idiot Dalton Campbell in charge of his programming. God knows that that was a dumb idea. But I haven't heard from Alec in a long time.
Just to clarify there, PWA Hall of Famer Dalton Campbell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. But anybody that comes out to the final countdown by Europe should be shot in the testicles.
I would beg to differ. That's a pretty damn good song. Thank you.
Now, once again, I think you might have done your homework, and you're aware that that used to be my entrance music.
Yeah, I don't really care enough about you, Phoenix.
Oh, okay, so I spoke soon. Let's shoot those people in the crotch again.
Yeah, well, I've got new music now. New awesome music.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you've gone above what better taste.
Well, no, it's just that that song should only be taken out for special events, special occasions. You know, if I'm coming out to kick the ass of somebody like, say, Cody Strader. Oh, but I can't.
Cody Strader?
Cody?
Another brother I didn't realize I had.
Oh, no. We've lost McNasty.
Oh, what a shame.
Well, that really is a shame. God damn him. God damn him straight to, I don't know.
To Montreal, Quebec.
Well, he doesn't deserve that.
Sure he does.
Nobody deserves that.
All right, I agree with that one.
Sorry for the interruption. We were experiencing technical difficulties.
All right, sounds good.
All right, so now that we're back from the technical difficulty, we've got everybody here with us. You were telling us about something. What?
HIC.
Yes, HIC.
When I came into HIC, I came in as just a manager for a young man named Mark Evans, who went by the name of Cypress in the ring. And he was faced to go against this guy named the Crimson Thunder, who is Jonathan Cage's brother.
Who the hell is Jonathan Cage?
And he was
the guy who
threw me through a steel door at night one.
Did you win?
We both hit the ground at the same time.
Is he an active PWA competitor?
No, but I'm thinking that he's going to be coming in very soon.
Now, SNS, if I can ask you a question. From what you talk about, it seems like a lot lately you haven't been getting the job done. It seems you've been having a lot of comp-out endings where you tie. What's up with that, man? Can't get the job done?
It's not that. It's just that luck hasn't been going my way. But things will change, and it did at the Rumble. Especially after I got that pompous ass out of the ring from the alien. And you're welcome from making sure that he wasn't the number one contender for the world title.
Yeah, quite frankly,
I'll thank anyone who got rid of that.
All you did was
bitch.
Delay the inevitable. He will be the number one contender because that's just how it's going to work. And there's nothing that...
He can just say one day, like, hey, I want this. Give me.
Well, at least I gave us a little bit more free time away from
him. And, you know, in the meantime, you're now the number one contender to whatever. Actually,
the Sorny
title.
No.
This is a PWA title. This is, but it's still only like a Walkman level title. You're still not.
I haven't graduated to compact disc player yet.
What do you think, Manassas? Do you think that the Grizzly Bear title is a title worth being proud of?
You better think about that before you answer,
Jesse,
because your boyfriend
might
be listening.
Why would you give him advance warning on this? I set it up, and then he just like falls down on his face. That's how it works.
He'll do it anyways, so what's the point?
Why the fuck would I care about the Grizzly Bear title? Wilkie got stuck with it. He tried to do best he could, but it's not his fault that thing was put around his waist. He tried to make it look like a decent title. It went off his waist. Now he's going for the main world title like we both deserve. If you're sad about that, you have to go for that title, that's what's given to you. I feel sorry for you because that thing's not worth the medal.
I think it might be just, you know, like chocolate underneath, like gold wrapping and chocolate underneath.
I'll take a bite out of it after I beat Ryona Langley for it. Or maybe it'll be Lex's demise that I have to face. You never know.
Out of it after she's been touching it. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, maybe I should sterilize it first.
Probably, unless you want syphilis.
Yeah, and it actually probably smells like old man, too. She looks like she smells like old man.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's been with Thunderwolf.
That's more like metrosexual man. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got those two confused.
He probably smells.
Thank
but
you.
It's something else entirely. So let's see. What else have we got to talk about with you? You apparently hate Fallen Angel, but you can't find him, so you're not real effective there. What are you going to do if you do find him? If, because I don't have
what
a lot of
what am I
going to
do when
so
I do find him?
Find
well, I'll tell you what I'm going to... Well,
that's
be
probably
more like
true.
When the man decides he wants to be found.
Well, when I find him, I'm going to string him up by his testicles, and I'm going to hang him from the rafters of the PWA Rampage Arena, wherever that might be. For everybody to look at
and
throw
killed,
tomatoes
at. He killed
at.
Your brother, Colby? Caleb.
Caleb.
Oh.
No, it was Tito. Tito, Rob.
You're
oh,
thinking of the
true.
Wrong family there, buddy.
The Jacksons aren't all dead. That's the difference.
You say so.
And actually, the Jackson 5 is coming back.
That's,
I did not
think
of that.
I don't know why you knew that.
Well, the girlfriend makes me watch a lot of
TMZ. I don't even know what that is. All right, excellent. That's probably on After Sex and the City.
Yeah. Never
Between,
heard of
like,
it.
Sex and the City and the L word is probably what that's all about. Yeah.
After Chaos? Yeah, you're probably right.
No, TMZ's a tabloid show.
Boy, you're just all about the culture, aren't you? We're so... that now this explains why you're going for the Grizzly title. That right there. So, nice. Very, very nice.
Well, the Grizzly Beard title,
what actually happened
by,
was,
Mr.
way,
Cyrus
way back
Moran.
In the day, is we had two titles. We had the internet title, and we had a television title. And one of them, I forget which, because it's been several years, and we all know what's happened to me since then. But one of them we decided to just get rid of, and possibly even get rid of both of them for a while. But anyway, what happened was that, you know Al, you familiar with Al? Okay, well, Al is, he's like a pretty
yes,
good
I
business
yep.
bear. And so he owns the Grizzly Beer Company, which supplies like the Hardcore Cafe and all PWA events. And they actually sponsored a few pay-per-views. Since the PWA was having a few financial problems at the time, I'm not going to get into that. Yes, that's actually much better than what really happened.
Hookers and gambling.
Yes, hookers and gambling happened. And so Cyrus, Al through Cyrus, offered to sponsor the belt. We actually took corporate sponsorship money for the name of the title. So that's how that all started out. So it wasn't that he started it. It was that Al actually floated the PWA some money so we could stay in business. And you know, it was naming rights. It was all about naming rights. We're going to come back and talk about some more very, very exciting stuff with our special guest, that one guy.
A Monday warrior, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. We'll be right back.
tie on you, and the space he invades, he gets by.
And we're back. That was a just super duper fantastic interview with our friend Scott Nastrader.
Sorry, that allergy thing.
Man, you haven't even heard it yet either. It's just fuck awesome, is what it is.
It's Strader. I don't care.
So, look. Every week, I tell everybody that look, you know, give me some listener mail, or you're gonna listen to me talk about how just awesome I am.
Everybody, run now. Turn it off. It's over.
Yeah. Now, I got into a bit of an altercation with the Razor Dolls on the PW Radio blog. There's nothing really worth discussing. If you want to see it, then please feel free to stop by. But
it's the Razor Dolls, so you can't expect anything out of them.
That's true. They did have a very nice carrot cake recipe, though. So I didn't get any other listener mail, which is very, very upsetting. But you know what? I'm not actually going to talk about how awesome I am this week. Instead, what I'm going to talk about is how much Mark McNasty sucks.
Excuse me?
I'm interested. Please,
yes.
Go.
Well, let me tell you. This is, as I predicted, I believe it was last week on PW Radio, that, Mark McNasty was the future former Intercontinental Champion. That, of course, came true. He is now the former Intercontinental Champion.
One of the you got right, by the way.
You know, and a lot of people look at the TV title. They look at that as kind of a lower-tier championship. But no, I actually think that it is at least one rank above the IC Championship. What Mark McNasty has done to that title is just, he's ruined the credibility, the integrity that all the people like Project X and Thunder Wolf and all the other people that have built up the IC title status
even
over time. Even Razor. even and see if I'm saying even Razor is a more credible champion than Mark McNasty, then you know Mark McNasty is he's just not good.
You want to explain to me how I did that beating the likes of like Kyle Stevenson, beating Potato and
dude, everybody's beat Kyle Stevenson and Potato.
Everybody's beat Potato.
Yeah, but I hardly have seen anyone put Corey Lazarus down twice in 2 weeks.
I've put Corey Lazarus down twice. But really, what the hell have you done? You have sat there, you lost your title, whereas, and you, hell, you didn't even compete on Rampage this week. Whereas,
so like your vacation 2 weeks ago, that makes you a pansy?
I actually was involved, if you will remember. That was the second time I knocked Corey Lazarus flat on his ass. So it wasn't a full vacation. I just took a couple of days off. But whereas your tag partner, Great A Alex Wilkie, the far superior member of Great A Nastiness, he's up in the main event. He's left your ass behind, my friend. I don't think there's any disputing that. You are the dead weight. Everywhere you go, you are the dead weight. In your tag team, you're the dead weight. The IC title division, you're definitely the fucking dead weight. Here on the PW Radio, oh yes, you are dead weight.
Bro, do you want to see what I can fucking do?
I would love to see what you can fucking do.
I'll show you first class what I can fucking do, you little bitch.
Wow. Well. Seems we lost our host and co-host. That's pretty. Well, that was good. That might be the best hit McNasty's ever had. Or the only one. Well, PWA fans. Wow. It's a mess in here. I guess you just going to have to come back next week and see who's going to be your host and co-host. Because Phoenix is back on his back as he's always been. And McNasty, he's out the door and gone as he's always been. So, hey, things are normal. So, we'll see you next week. Bye.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end of everything that stands. The end. No safety, no surprise. The end. I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what will be? So limitless and stranger's hand in a desperate land.
inside the gold mine. Ride the highway west, baby. Ride the snake. Ride the snake to the lake, the ancient lake, baby. The snake is long, 7 miles. Ride the snake, he's old. And his skin is cold. The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest. The blue bus is calling us. The blue bus is calling us. Driver, where you taking us? The killer awoke before dawn. He put his boots on. He took a face from the ancient gallery and he walked on down the hall. He went into the room where his sister lived and then he paid a visit to his brother and then he walked on down the hall and he came to a door and he looked inside. Father, yes, son, I want to kill you. Mother, I want to. Take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us and meet me at the back of the blue bus. Do not blue rock on us. Yeah.
Set you free, but you'll never